This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Like, he went to Photoshop and then put the years on the titles and then said, I'm going to put this out there.
But here's the thing. The league is not a league that you play for money. So,
which
what
I want to change,
for?
By the way. I'd like to play for money.
You got other leagues for that, JP.
I know. I want to play.
Is it because you know you can't beat the other people in this league and that you'll never have smack talking rights? Because that's we play for smack talking rights. That's why Daryl took liberties.
No, I just want to play for money. Give me the juice. Give me the action.
You got websites for that, buddy. If you really need it,
different kind of juice, different kind of action.
Play FanDuel. You can get on just regular.
I'm not even saying for like $1 million here. I'm just saying, let's just throw $1 on it.
If everybody put a dollar into it, let's throw
something financially on this.
Yeah, $1.
Well, and also here's the beautiful thing about it. Okay, here's what you do: you make it $5 a person for next year, and then it will belittle Daryl's title because that'll be the non-money title.
I see what you're trying to do.
Who really cares about that? At the end of the day, I see what you're trying to do. You know.
And it might be working. We'll see.
I'm not saying we have to get rich off this. I'm just saying, let's be little Daryl's title.
You realize that if we say to Hacksaw, hey, buddy, you got to put $10 up, you realize how much that's going to mess with his head, right?
Why? Will you take it more serious?
No.
Because he didn't really do much this year, if I'm being honest with him.
I believe he was in the last game, that literally last place game with Jeremy. And by the way, I'm pretty sure Jeremy lost that one, which is not great.
No, because it seemed like Jeremy really wanted to win.
Jeremy was really trying. Yeah. And Hacksaw beat him, I think.
That's tough.
But I don't know. We'll talk.
Okay.
We'll talk
about it. All right.
Because I do like the idea that we just completely erased Daryl's first title.
Almost like this was the first year introductory title, and it was like a kind of like, you know, you go to school and you get the syllabus day. Mm-hmm. This is like the syllabus day of fantasy football titles as far as the league is concerned.
Unless Daryl also wins next year.
Like a trial run.
At which point he's going to really be unbearable.
Well, and then the problem with Daryl is that he would like frame the $50 that he won.
Yeah,
he would do
true.
Something insane like that and be like, this was my 2026 fantasy football win, the $50 bill, and I'll never break it out of the glass.
Yeah. And
would mean more to him than having children.
And, you know, Daryl comes over to my house for like holidays and stuff.
Yeah.
Daryl would be just every holiday. Every holiday he comes over for 4th of July, my birthday, if we ever have a birthday party again, it'd just be wrong. I don't know. I really got to think about this, the ins and outs. Now, that being said, Miles Chase for the sack record continues. I love that Joe Burrow basically said, I'm not going to go out of my way to not get sacked. I would put the over-under at 2.5 sacks on Sunday because I think Miles is getting to 25 sacks.
By the way, I love that this is the mindset from Joe Burrow. We yes. both thought this would be the mindset from him. I appreciate that it is. Now, obviously, I can appreciate it because it helps out Miles, but reality is, it's punk moves by Josh Allen and then Aaron Rodgers. And Joe Burrow would have more of a right to play that way if he wanted to.
Yes. Because he's had a bad year. He said, like, they're not making the playoffs.
Week 18, really not playing for anything outside of trying to keep some weird momentum from week 18 to week 1 of next year.
I kind of think why we find out, how we found out that Josh Allen's never won a title yet.
Because he let that get in his head so
yes.
much?
Yeah. Like, and again, Might be. I think that game was closer because Josh was thinking about not getting sacked. And we know, listen, Aaron Rodgers, the excuse is made for Aaron Rodgers and how he conducted himself in this Pittsburgh game. 1.8 seconds to throw from a clean yeah. pocket.
I mean, I really.
You're a coward.
I really don't think people highlighted enough the post game with Josh Allen. I keep bringing it up all the time because it just stood out to me. You have this win. And again, you know, like seeding mattered at that point for Buffalo. Still does, by the way. Like, that's an important win for the Bills at the time. And all we could talk about was how he had an extra important effort to make sure Myles Garrett didn't have the sack record.
Also, how often? Because everybody, like, we even had Ross on it at 4, and Ross was like, you know, nobody wants to be Brett Favre and be shown getting sacked for the next 20 years. It's like, I don't think Brett Favre's thought about it once.
I think Brett Favre looked at it as almost like a mensch move.
Yeah, like at this point.
Like, I'll help out Michael Strahan, and this is kind of fun.
In the pantheon of things that Brett has done in his life, it might be the classiest thing he's ever done.
He's definitely made some ill-advised decisions in life. I mean, did you see him thank his attorney online today?
For what?
Just existing. He was like, I think it was like, happy holidays, especially to my attorney. And then gave his name as if it was like his best friend because he's helped him out a lot legally.
Well, he hasn't gone to jail for welfare fraud, so like, I guess I would thank my attorney too.
Who else? I know. Now, clearly the guy's helped him out a lot. It just
it almost feels like a bragging in the face of like his own douchery.
Was it yesterday? Today? It was one of the, I saw it today, but I don't know what exact day it was from. But it's like, who thanks their attorney?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why is that a thing for you? You understand how many bad things you have to do to be like, my attorney is my best friend because he's gotten me out of things?
I don't even have an attorney, let alone an attorney to thank.
Here it is, December 30th. So it was yesterday, but I saw it today. And he reposted it, by the way. Brett Favre reposting his own tweets. Very on brand for Brett Favre. I've had a lot of people help me over the years, but my attorney, Eric Hirschman, has been a game changer off the field and forever grateful to him with the hands up prayer emoji.
He just ran. Did his.
No one brought this
up. Is that part of the attorney contract?
Is no one brought this
Eric
on.
Eric says, hey, if I get you out of welfare fraud, allegedly.
No one asked for it.
You got a tweet about how great I am?
It's just what he wanted to put out there into Twitter today. Yesterday.
Isn't that the move of a guilty man, by the way?
For sure it is. You don't think the attorney that got you a sweet deal on being innocent, you think the attorney that got you a sweet deal out of, you know,
actually, that's a good point. Wouldn't you say, I want to thank my attorney for proving my innocence? Instead of just, he's been really impactful in my life, you'd specify the innocence part of this.
You would do everything but this. You would do anything but this. You might, I don't know, be a normal person and send him an edible arrangement.
What do you think the reaction is if Miles doesn't break the sack record?
It's going to be very confusing for people. I think it's going to be very confusing because I feel like so many people have already attached his name in the record book as accomplishing this, and he hasn't accomplished it yet. And so I think a lot of people believe it will happen Sunday. We both think it will, but if he falls short, I asked Ashley if saying collapse was basically too far, and I think she settled on collapse. Now, what was interesting with Ashley, though, and I didn't see this coming, Nick. I really truthfully didn't. My bad for not thinking about it. She mentioned how important this was for the defense, as if this was a team award, not an individual award, but a team award. You know, in baseball, if you throw a perfect game, nobody talks about the catcher and nobody talks about the center fielder in that perfect game. But if you're a center fielder during a perfect game, you brag about that. That's a thing you discuss. It's a thing that goes a long way in your conversations about being on the field and helping out in those moments. And I feel like the Browns defense, a part I just didn't realize was how much they care about this sack, not only for Myles Garrett's record, but as their own record.
I don't think it's collapse. I think it's proof that guys went out of their way to not get sacked in a way that I think is like, I don't think this would have happened 20 years ago. Like, for instance, again, Brett Favre saw a sack coming, didn't want to get hit harder, and laid down. That was as much as a business decision physically for him as it was being nice to Michael Strahan. So, like, I don't think guys would think about this 20 years ago. So I almost think it'll be like an inside job. Like, I will be borderline offended if Joe Burrow did come out and went out of his way to not get sacked because he didn't want to be the record, because it would feel like to be held out three straight games without a sack, it would feel like the NFL went out of its way to not give Miles a record. And that's a logical fan thing, and I will just lead with that. But I think it'll be more, I think the commentary will be more on the softness of quarterbacks now.
Well, I wonder if they will. We've been highlighting it for 2 weeks because we find it peculiar, but I don't know that it's translated to everybody else in these conversations.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like when we bring this up to different guests, they seem almost surprised that this is the angle that we're taking. And it's like, but it should be. It should be the dominating part of this convo. But I understand it. They'll look at it as Cleveland radio hosts making excuses for Miles.
Now, can I give you what I think the actual the fallout would be if he doesn't get the sack record on Sunday?
Yeah.
I don't think it win Defensive Player of the Year.
Oh, I don't agree with that.
I think it might be the thing. Again, I don't think it'll be seen as a collapse, but I think he surged to the front of the Defensive Player of the Year award, one, because there was nobody else really to compete with him, but two, because he was so sure to be the sack record to have that this year. It wouldn't surprise me in the same way that Matt Stafford having a bad Sunday and Drake May having a good week might have flipped the MVP. It wouldn't surprise me if Miles got shut out for a third straight game if it caught him.
It's already Vegas has already have it locked up as far as the odds are concerned. But I don't see a voter turning and flipping on this with Miles. Oh, not only because of the tackles for loss themselves and how he's second now all time in TFLs in any individual season alone, and he's very far behind J.J. Watt. But like that alone would be enough to get you the DPOY most years, regardless if he only had 14 sacks. I think he's been such a disruptor. I don't think this is going to matter one way or another.
You're right. I would like this for Miles. I'd like both for Miles.
And like, I'm trying to think of who would usurp it and who would take over it. And obviously, every guy you have is still going to have less sacks than him. Because if you want to bring like Will Anderson to the table, you want to bring Brian Burns to the table. Like they're all going to have less numbers than Miles as is, even if he does appear on a milk carton on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.